Well, it was a man of the match performance by Dave Shillington last night. He played big and strong up front for the Raiders, and they got themselves a victory. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Now, man of the match, it's always nice to get that trophy and have a bit of a chat to the commentators post, but look, I imagine Ricky Stewart was pretty happy at the end of the match.
Yeah, Ricky was pretty happy. We all were. We've been struggling to win at home all year, and we've always talked about impressing our home fans and making Canberra Stadium a bit more of a fortress and a tough ground to come and play at, but we never quite got there. And with our last game of the year, it was nice to get a win and reward those fans that come out every week and support us.
You seem to steel yourself for a big performance last night, David, as a farewell to the Canberra fans.
Yeah, it was a bit of an emotional night. I've been down in Canberra now for 7 years and moving on next year to Gold Coast. So, I had a big focus this year of trying to finish on a bit of a high and being remembered in a good way because, we've had some good times and bad times down here. But happy with how the season's gone. Had a bit of a rough start with injury and being dropped to reserve grade at the start of the year, but came good later in the year. So glad to finish strong.
Now, I've got to ask you about the tackle. There's been a lot of conjecture about Jamie Soud and the tackle. We're not quite sure whether it's reportable or not. I imagine on the field it happened so quickly, it looked like a really good hit at the time.
Yeah, from what I saw, I'll have to watch the replay again. From what I saw, the first bit of connection there from the shoulder was on Jamie Soud's chest or shoulder area and sort of slipped up to his head. So I think Jack will be right. I don't think he'll get charged, even though he's on the report. Hopefully Jamie Soud's pulled up all good today. But from our point of view, it looked like a cracker shot. So hopefully that's the case. And Jack doesn't have much to answer to at the judiciary.
They'll look at it 1,000 times today, and I'm sure they'll find some contact somewhere. But if there was, it was minor. Appeared to be a good shot. Hey, mate, the future, I know you're going to the Gold Coast, which means you're going to be throwing out your entire wardrobe.
What are you suggesting, TK?
But can I ask you, obviously a very good move signing Blake Austin, and what sort of future do you think there will be for the Canberra Raiders?
I certainly wish them all the best. I know down here you're a little bit out of sight, out of mind, and you're constantly underdogs. Everyone writes you off each season. So I certainly wish the team all the best. And like you mentioned, players like Blake Austin, along with Jack Wyden and new guys like C.S. Oliola and Josh Hodgson, there's a great nucleus of players there in key positions. I think Ricky can build the team around. And although we're 10th on the ladder, we're not the top eight. We're a lot better than we were last year, and hopefully we can build on that for next year.
You mentioned Blake Austin. He actually suffered an injury. Right shoulder injury. After the game, he looked like he was in a bit of discomfort. He looked like he was discomfort on the sideline as well. How's he pulled up?
Yeah, I'll see him today at the injury clinic, but he didn't look too bad after the game. He's a bit sore, battered and bruised. Hopefully he's good because there's one more game and we'd like to finish this last game with a win and potentially sit ninth on the ladder. People sort of talk about how do you get motivated if it's not in the finals, but look, if it's the choice of winning and coming ninth or tenth or losing coming 13th, 14th, 15th, then I want to finish as high as possible.
Yeah, well, winning's always desirable, isn't it? That's what you play for. Mate, did you know that streaker that besieged you last night?
I've actually seen him before at the pub.
What, close on or close off, mate?
Close on. A couple of boys, I think, knew him. It's a bit of a shock. You don't see that every day. So
not in Canberra.
He got absolutely smashed by the security guard too. The big fella came down on him hard.
It's a cold night down there in Canberra. I don't think he would run around without any clothes on.
Yeah, no, he's a gutsy guy doing that.
Papali, how big's he got this year?
Yeah, he's put on a bit of size and he's been playing some pretty good footy. He started the year a little bit slow and worked his way back into a Queensland jumper and playing some good footy for the Raiders. He's put on a few big shots. Wasn't that long ago he cleaned up Josh McGuire from the Broncos and he's put on a few more since then. So, we've needed him to fire up and he's done a good job for us.
He's on report for a shoulder charge, but it wouldn't have bruised a grape.
They really cracked down the shoulder charge, haven't they?
And,
they do have to clean it up, but they might have gone a little bit over the top on a few of them. They're a bit soft, some of the charges.
Oh, I think, mate, in all fairness to them, I think they're trying to outlaw it. So they've gone so far the other way. There's a nice even balance. There's
You've
a balance
still got
in the
to be
middle.
Guilty, by the way.
Yeah, and that's right. There's a balance in there, but I tend to agree with you. It seems to have they've gone so far, but they're slowly reining it back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it needed to happen. There's obviously a fair few tragedies happening. So they've cleaned it up, and I think from the start of next year, I don't think we'll see any charges. All the players will get the hint, and they won't want to spend 1 or 2 weeks on the sideline.
So, Dave, you're going to be missing finals footy, right? But you've played all these sides now. Who plays the grand final and who wins?
I think it's hard to go past a team like the Broncos at the moment. They've obviously got all that attacking power, with their halves, Ben Hunt, Tony Milford. But then their defence as well. It wasn't that long ago they played Melbourne and they defended about 10 or 11 sets on their try line, and Melbourne just couldn't crack them. So everyone talks about defence winning games, and with a defensive performance like that against Melbourne, if they can do that again, no one will beat them.
Well, for you, Dave, good luck in the last round. Good luck with your move to the Gold Coast, and well done on the man of the match performance and also the victory over the Panthers 34-18 last night.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks very much.
There he is, David Shillington. Raiders prop forward was big and strong again for them last night. And the Raiders, well, I think they're going to look back at this year and think it was a year of what-ifs because they missed out a couple of times by a couple of points.
Yeah, exactly. I think five times have been done by less than four points.
Ricky would deal with that well, wouldn't he?